رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إن العبد إذا لعن شيئا شعلت اللعنة إلى السماء فتغلق أبواب السماء دونها ثم تهبط إلى الأرض فتغلق أبوابها دونها ثم تأخذ يمينا وشمالا فإن لم تجد مساغا رجعت إلى الذي لعن فإن كان أهلا وإلا رجعت إلى قائمها. Abu Darda radiallahu anhu explains that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when a person curses anything, anyone or anything, then that curse rises up to the heavens and it finds the doors of the heavens close to it. Then it comes back down to the earth and it finds that the doors of the earth are close to it. Meaning there's no acceptance now in the heavens. No one is worthy of it. It's not worthy of going into the heavens. And now it's not worthy of the earth also. ثُمَّ تَأْخُذُ يَمِينًا وَشِمَالًا. Then it goes to the right, it goes to the left. فَإِن لَمْ تَجِدْ مَسَاغًا. It doesn't find a way out. Meaning the person that was cursed is not worthy of the curse. It returns to the person that cursed, that said that curse. So, if it doesn't find a way out, رَجَعَتْ إِلَى الَّذِي لُعِنَا. Now it goes back to the person that was cursed, the cursed person. But if he is not worthy of being cursed, رَجَعَتْ إِلَىٰ قَائِنِهَا, then the one that uttered the curse, it goes back to him. So here, we are encouraged in this hadith to abstain from cursing, because if that curse is not worthy for the one that was cursed, then it will return, it will be said for the same person that said those words. It will come back to him, it will fall on him, and that curse will go against him. And here this hadith is teaching us that we should restrain our anger. Maybe it's the wife sometimes, maybe it's the children or the employee, road rage, whatever. But if a person is uttering that curse, understand it is something that is very, very great, and it can come back to that person. So we are encouraged to avoid cursing. In another hadith, Hazrat Imran ibn Husayn radiallahu anhu says, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was on a journey, and an Ansari woman was sitting on a camel. So that camel, maybe it became tired and it started to jump all of a sudden or run all of a sudden. So she got startled, maybe she got a bit hurt. فَلَعَنَتْهَا, and she cursed the camel. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam heard her cursing the camel. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, take all the goods on it and leave it now, because now this camel has been cursed. Ulama say Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made them leave that camel. Hazrat Imran radiallahu anhu says, فَكَأَنِّي أَرَاهَا الْآنْ تَمْشِي فِي النَّاسِ مَا يَعْرِضُ لَهَا أَحَدٌ. He says, I can still picture the scene where that camel was just wandering around. Nobody was using it, nobody was sitting on it. It was just left like that. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did this as a lesson to teach the Sahaba and how evil it is for a person to curse, and even cursing animals also not allowed in the deen of Islam. We should also fear that if we are cursing someone, if that person is the mazloom and we are cursing him, then definitely that curse is going to come back to us. Furthermore, we should fear the curse of the mazloom, the person that is being oppressed. If he has to curse, Allah Ta'ala is going to accept his curse. Then we should fear the curse of Allah Ta'ala. The curse of Allah Ta'ala hits the target directly. In Ramadan, we heard the hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is ascending the minbar. Ba'uda, may that person be distanced from Allah's mercy, that got the month of Ramadan and he didn't get forgiveness. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ameen. Jibreel alayhi wa sallam said this dua, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ameen. That person that found his parents, one of them or both of them, in old age, and he failed to serve them and secure his jannat, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ameen. That person that hears the name of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he does not say sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then may he be distanced from Allah's mercy, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ameen. That person that is taking riba, akilur riba wa mukiluhu, that person that is writing down the transaction, that is witnessing the transaction, all under Allah Ta'ala's curse. Then there's different hadith also regarding the curse of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For example, tattooing, the person that is the tattoo artist, the person that is receiving the tattoo, the person that is plucking the eyebrows. So all this mentioned in the hadith, Allah Ta'ala's curse. Allah Pak save us, Allah protect us. Man is acting like a woman, woman is acting like a man. All these people cursed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that curse hits the target. If Ya Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, leave this animal, it's cursed. Imagine that person that is cursed by Allah ta'ala. So Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq that we stay away and we abstain from this evil habit of cursing.